Okay, thank you for the introduction. So I am a PhD student at China Agricultural University with Dr. Tong Xiaoren, and now I'm doing research and working with Dr. Bob Horton at Iowa State University. So now I'm interested in the in-situ determination of soil bulk density with the thermal TDR method. So we all know that in the field conditions that soil bulk density is a dynamic property due to various reasons like tillage operations and wetting and drying processes and so on. So dynamic characteristics are often overlooked by people because there is lack of means to determine this, to determine soil bulk density in situ and continuously within the same measurement volume. So we have a question like how to measure this dynamic properties in the field. So now we have developed a thermal TDR technique that can determine the in situ soil bulk density dynamics in the post-tillage period. So I'm going to introduce you two approaches to estimate the soil bulk density indirectly from the thermal properties. So the first one is that we can use the debris theory by using the linear relationship of soil heat capacity and water content to estimate the soil bulk density. And we also extend this thermal TDR method to estimate soil bulk density from the thermal conductivity values. So this new approach that relies on an empirical equation that relates the soil thermal conductivity with the soil particle size, water content, and bulk density. So we measure the soil bulk density under different tillage operations and make validation of these two approaches. So our research highlights the importance of getting focus on the soil bulk density changes in the field. So for more information, welcome to poster 1438. Thank you.
Any questions?
It's interesting which kind of texture the soils have, because I think you would run into trouble if your soil has big sandy content, because quartz has a completely different thermal characteristic than other particles in the soil.
Yes, you are right, and we now can eliminate this, reduce this error by the specific soil calibration. So.
More questions? Thank you.